Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we're trying something new, doing something a little bit different, and we're going to do a whole show about some of Stephanie's favorite picks, both things to listen to, things to watch, and things to download, and some of Stephanie's opinions. So this is Stephanie's show today. She's kind of taken over. I'm going to interview her, and I'm kind of excited because there's some good recommendations on this list, and there's actually a bunch of stuff that I have not seen, watched, or listened to, or downloaded. So
Yes, I have different tastes, different opinions, different hobbies than you do. It's shocking, isn't it?
It's completely shocking. It's like you have this whole separate life as a person.
Right, yeah, like full human. Hi.
So we're going to dive in first to some recommended things to listen to. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or you prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
Are you excited for the Tabor City Jellystone for
yes,
spring break?
Yes, I am, because one of their amenities is an indoor pool. And to me, when you're traveling in like the shoulder seasons, like spring and fall.
April in the South.
Yeah, I mean, like the weather can just be a little bit iffy. You don't know if you're going to get warm weather. And having that indoor pool to me is like the difference of, you know, like kind of being bummed by the weather and being like, whatever, it doesn't matter what the weather is. We're going to have fun no matter what. So yeah, I'm really excited. And they have ice cream apparently on site.
They apparently have homemade ice cream on site. So now's the time to book those weekend trips and your spring break vacations at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resort. So you want to start getting on this now because those weekends are going to sell out and those spring break weeks are definitely going to sell out soon.
All right, go to campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you.
Okay, so things to listen to. All right, some things that you've listened to recently, whether it be a podcast. I think these are both podcasts.
Yeah.
Talk to us about Dolly Parton's America.
Well, I did see some chatter, a little bit of chatter a little while ago in our Facebook group about Dolly Parton's America. But I just wanted to say to our podcast audience, if you haven't listened to this series, it is really unbelievable. It's unusual. It's creative. It's really broad in scope. If you have been a fan of Radiolab, you know how wacky, you know, this kind of style is, and Jad Abumrad is the host of Dolly Parton's America, so it has a lot of that Radiolab kind of flavor. And the question that it poses, and this is really interesting, is like in this intensely divided America right now, why is Dolly Parton like the least divisive thing? And I know that this is a weird connection, but like I kind of do connect it to camping and RVing and outdoors, right? Like, is there a space there that's also sort of this
common ground
that people can
it's so
visit?
True. And like Dolly is loved by Republicans and Democrats,
right,
and conservatives and liberals. Like everybody loves Dolly Parton. And what's the magic there?
What is it? Know? Right. And it really gets like gets kind of difficult and tricky in some episodes. And you're like, where are they going with this? And it's really a deep dive in. So if you're a podcast lover, and if you listen to this, you know, podcast, you probably are, this is a fantastic
lesson. It was amazing. And I did listen to this too. And I guess the one thing I would add is it's like, you think you know who Dolly Parton is, like a lot of us, like you think you kind of know Dolly Parton. You don't know Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I mean, she has so many levels and layers and so many – there's just depths to explore when it comes to her career and her music.
I loved hearing her parts on this episode.
Like when she was interviewed,
I really loved hearing her voice. So that was a fun listen to if you're doing some long drives this spring.
That's great. So this is sounds like quite a different kind of podcast series. Tell us about This Is Uncomfortable, Money Horror Stories, October.
Yeah. So the episode that I'm pointing to, so This Is Uncomfortable is just a podcast that I listen to. I think it's, you know, just, I don't know whether anybody that's listening to this episode, this podcast will like it or not. But it basically, the whole podcast is kind of about money, but it's about all of the things that nobody likes to talk about with money, like loaning money to friends or times they got scammed or whatever, right? Like, it's all the things that are uncomfortable to talk about. So it's just a fun podcast that's in my regular lineup every week. But this, I had to share this episode that aired October 31st back in this fall. And this is why I wanted to do episodes like this, because there's lots of little stuff like this that we never get to talk about on the podcast. But this episode was Money Horror Stories, and it opened up with an RV. Money horror story.
Perfect for our
right.
audience.
So if everybody wants to listen, they can go back, find This Is Uncomfortable, the October 31st, obviously Halloween, right? Money horror stories. And the episode opens with the story of how this woman, Katie, got scammed buying an RV online and lost about $20,000.
That's a
and
horror story.
And she is not a dummy. Her and her husband actually worked in the financial sector. So like, she goes through this whole story about how she honestly did what she considered her due diligence to like go through this purchase. And she really felt like she was buying from this reputable company and it was going to be delivered. And like, it is a horror story. And not that I'm saying that everybody that buys RVs online has horror stories, but you know what? There's a lot of them out there. So this is worth a listen you're thinking about doing this.
You're hearing more about these types of scams in the world of RV purchases because, look, RVing has exploded in the last 10 years, and there's just been a lot of RVs sold. And I think a lot of, you know, charlatans have looked at that and gone, okay, well, there's the opportunity to rip people off here. So not surprising. Be careful when you make these types of purchases.
Yeah.
I'm listening to this episode.
And I think that a lot of people, they look for a low price in order to identify scams on like eBay and Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. Like, if the price is out of whack, they think it's a scam. But this shows that this price was in line for what that RV was worth. Everything checked out in terms of pictures.
It wasn't the $5,000 Airstream.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So this was really how people get scammed, not by just being dummies, right? This lady wasn't a dummy. So it was a sad story, but worth a listen.
All right. Now, I am so bad at watching TV shows, and I'll give you an example of why. Like, years ago, I remember watching an episode of Portlandia and really laughing and thinking it was like really funny.
Yeah.
And like, we've been to Portland and like the humor really made sense to me. And then I never watched another episode, even after loving that episode. So I'm excited about this recommendation. So it's Portlandia's van life clip.
Look, this is so funny. And I came across it online with somebody else referencing it. And I have to say, if anybody likes van life humor, you've got to watch the Portlandia van life clip. So the episode, you know, starts, you know, these are always short kind of, what kind of comedy do they call it? Sketch comedy, right?
Almost like a Saturday Night Live kind of.
Very much so. So this, in this one, right, the Portlandia couple, they spot this mid-80s like VW van again, Westphalia.
Which you've always wanted a Westie.
with a for sale sign in the window, right? And they're like, and then they go into this imaginary world where they're doing all these cool van life things and imagine like
playing guitar in the back.
Oh my gosh.
Standing on the roof kissing.
Yeah. Bikini style. You know, it's
right.
Just like the whole thing, all the van life images. And then it turns into this like, wait a minute. And they start to imagine like being in like the gas station parking lots, buying gas station food and like the babies crying all the time and everything. So then they like go into this like, oh, this could be a horror story.
The contrast between the dream and the reality. And like, what is this? Like a 5-minute clip or something like
that?
Oh,
yeah. It's super short. It's not that long, but it's hysterical.
Has anybody posted this in the RV Atlas group yet?
I've actually never seen it posted anywhere in Facebook groups. I came across it, I think in an article. Like a reference to
it.
So when I saw a reference to it, like it was like, oh, and like Portlandia sent up a spoof. And I was like, what? I never saw that. And so I actually searched for the clip, because it was referenced in an article, and that's how I saw it. But I was laughing.
We'll try to embed it in the show notes if we can, without breaking any laws.
Yeah, I don't know where it's available.
And we'll try to post it in the RV Atlas group. Now, you say this reminds you a bit of maybe another kind of turn or a trend that we're seeing out there in the RV space.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that some full-time RVers have decided to be a little more upfront about the challenges and struggles in full-time RV life. I think that initially when this whole full-time movement was getting going, people had to act like the decision that they made to be full-time RVers was always magical. I mean, that's always the pressure for any quote-unquote influencer, my least favorite word out there, right, to be. Everything that we do is right and magical. And I mean, from day one, we've tried to not make it that way. You know, to say, like, it's not like our kids are always well-behaved in the car. It's not like we never have struggles when we travel. But I'm seeing some of them talk more about that, and I'm happy about that because we spend a lot of time in RV. We used to have trips that were over a month long, enough to give me that perspective that, whoa, there are serious challenges that people who aren't really used to doing this and just jump in with both feet could be kind of like, I feel bamboozled a little bit.
Yeah. And I think it is a positive thing to hearing people talk about both sides of the experience, being the magical aspects of traveling full time and seeing the country, and then the challenges and difficulties of having to pick up and move around a lot.
Yeah. I wish more would do more of that.
But I agree. And I don't know what it is that all of a sudden you're seeing more full timers kind of talking about some of the challenges, but I've noticed that too.
Yeah.
And because there is no perfect lifestyle. I mean, we've decided to live in a home in a neighborhood and travel as much as possible, you know, maybe not travel as much as possible, but travel a lot, see the country. And that balance has really worked for us in a general sense.
But it has its own set of struggles.
I mean, no matter what you choose, there's no magic bullet for absolute joy and happiness in life. I'm sorry. And I think that being honest about your struggles is really the most important thing you can do to kind of tame them and keep them under control and conquer them.
Well, the important part is that a van isn't going to make you happy. And an RV isn't going to make you happy. It's not. Like, if you're putting
all... Neither is a gigantic house, right?
Right. Like, if you're putting all the weight on your house...
Right.
Then you're going to be miserable. And then if you just switch that and say, well, it'll be the RV that'll make me happy, that's not going to work either, right? It's you learning how to spend your time doing things in the best way for you.
I think that there are full-timers who really, truly... love every second of it, and it makes perfect sense for them in this, you know, unique individual way. And then I also think there are full timers that get out there and they're a little surprised by the challenges and difficulties, and they decide it's not right for them, and then they eventually, you know, come off the road, which is fine too. Everybody's different with these things.
Right. And your life doesn't have to be perfect for an Instagram post, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh.
So let's all move past that.
All right. Things to download. Okay. So we had things to listen to, things to watch. Now we're going to talk about things to download. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's.
All right. It's that time of year. We've got lots of really great events coming up with Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops in their stores. Like, they're going to have camping days, right? They're going to have these sort of themed weekends. You can find about online at your local store. You can go to BassProShops.com. You can go to Cabela's.com and search for your local store to see the schedule for any of these things coming up. And like, they have Women in the Outdoors coming up. And all of these days, the nice part about it is, yes, they have activities at the store, but they also have great sales for all the stuff that you need to stock up on for your
and
season.
And for spring camping, like, we like to stock up on like the basics, like t-shirts and hoodies and shorts and pants.
Now, also raincoats are really like,
true.
They're
it's
not
that time
cheap
of year.
And the boys grow out of them. And it's so great to be able to get an affordable lightweight rain gear that's going to be good for hiking, or new backpacks or new water bottles, like all of that kind of stuff. You can really hit an affordable price point.
We don't break the bank when we go to Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's and stock up on these things. And I have to say, if you want a really nice Gore-Tex raincoat, the Cabela's branded Gore-Tex raincoats are wonderful, and they're the most affordable Gore-Tex raincoats
you can
buy.
The Rainy River Parkas
we are both fantastic.
Have them, yeah.
So head on over to BassPro.com or Cabela's.com and get stocked up for your next adventure. So now let's talk about some things to download that might be fun and interesting for our listeners. So talk to me about 1000hoursoutside.com.
Okay, I really like their free downloadable PDF. So the whole goal, obviously, is to encourage kids to spend 1,000 hours outside, right, over the course of the year. And this is particularly good for, like, for us, I don't actually feel like I need to do this because, honestly, and I'm not trying to be, like, a prag or anything, like, our kids are outside all the time. But I know that some people have kids that they really struggle to get them out there. It's not a matter of what you did versus what we did. It's a matter of kids' personalities, 100%.
And where you live. I mean, look, we won the lottery here with just having a lot of kids on our street.
Whoa. I work from home too, which enables the kids to be playing outside in the afternoon sometimes after school when
in childcare.
And right. Yeah. And for a lot of parents, if you're working, if both parents are working, it's hard to get your kids home, get dinner, right, and spend any time outside that day. So there is no judgment here. I'm so like overwhelmed with sort of sympathy and empathy for everybody who struggles with this out there. But this is might be a really nice motivator for some of your kids who love that kind of like challenge. So there's a variety of different styles that you can just for free download and print out. There's like a fun circular design. There's also charts and graphs. And what you do is like each little, like on the circular ones, there's like these little bubbles inside the design, and for every hour outside, the kid gets to fill in a bubble, right? And you're like
kind of make a game out of it.
It's just a challenge. So if your kid is oriented that way, this might be a great option. So, you know, get just print it out, put it up, be like, hey, we want to fill in these bubbles, and get going with your kid on it and see if that helps you kind of nudge them to get an hour in outside.
What age range do you think this would work well with, or do you think it would work for a wide variety of ages of children?
Oh, yeah, because if you have a little child, like say 3, 4, like that preschool age, then you would just do it together. You'd be like, hey, we're filling this out as a family. Let's go for a walk tonight so that we can fill out a bubble. You know, and it doesn't matter if you're motivating them or not because they just have to do what you want to do. But then if you're a little older and you're like, you know, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, the age when they have a little more kind of, you know, control over whether they want to play a video game or go outside. It can be a little bit of a motivator. Put another, challenge behind it too, to say this many per week, maybe for your kid. So if they're a little older, I mean, obviously this is not like, I don't think for teenagers,
right.
You know,
I mean, I feel like Max and Theo are getting to the point where they might be like, oh, I don't want to fill out something like this.
But right. And I'm saying that for, it's just a personality.
But Leslie
thing.
Would totally dig it.
Yeah. 100% he'd want to
I
fill
would
in
like to
chart.
Do it. I want to fill out the bubbles and get outside for 1,000 hours.
There you go.
Okay. So now some things that Stephanie has opinions about. Now, we just emerged from Harvey show season.
It's still going on.
Still going on, yeah. But we just did our last show. We did a run of, alternating weekends and doing seminars at RV shows. And I think some things jumped into your mind about RV shows and RV show sales tactics.
Yeah, I actually...
That you don't like.
Well, yeah. I mean, or that I do, right? So here's the thing. An RV show is the perfect opportunity for you to get an initial impression of an RV dealer's integrity. I really believe that. So I think that RV dealers that are high quality, high integrity RV dealers are going to have sales strategies that mirror that. They're not going to be trying to make a quick sale. They're going to be trying to make a good sale and become your dealer of choice for decades to come. I know that that's how our wonderful dealer at White Horse does it. Like, they're not doing anything scammy at an RV show. You know, they're just trying to sell trailers based on their knowledge of the RV and based on educating their customers.
There's not pressure tactics, et cetera, et cetera.
So somebody posted in our Facebook group a little while ago, and I'll just read the post. They said, just curious, this was my first attempt to purchase at a show versus at the dealer, and they wanted my credit card to show I was serious. Is this normal for shows? Never had to present a method of payment before agreeing to terms before, and wasn't sure if that's normal. Thanks.
Not normal.
No, it's not normal. And there was a little bit of confusion in the comments as to whether they had asked to run his credit or not. That is not what they asked to do. And even that shouldn't be a high pressure sales. They should run your credit when you want them to run your credit.
When you've come to terms. Then they can run their credit and discover. Yeah. And if they discover you can't buy it, that's fine. That happens. That's
on them, you know? And then you have to find another method of payment. But it is not what they are trying to do is just simply gain control of the situation. They want you to feel invested past your point of comfort. There is zero reason to ever hand. We've bought how many RVs and we've never handed over a credit
Five
card.
Five or six.
Never handed over a credit card.
It's a power play and it's just not respecting your customer, you know? And it's not the way, like you said, it's not how you gain a customer for life. So ask yourself, if you're at an RV show or a dealership, are they trying to sell you one RV or are they trying to sell you five RVs?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is somebody just trying to make one purchase, one and done, and they don't care if they ever see you again? Or are you at a dealer that is trying to make you a customer for life, like Stephanie said? And those are the types of dealerships you should all be shopping at. I'm telling you right now, places that are thinking about the next purchase you make and the purchase after that. Because a lot of the times your first purchase, they're not making a lot of money off of if you're buying a $10,000 or $15,000 travel trailer. But a smart dealer is going to realize that one day you might be buying a $50,000 fifth wheel or a $100,000 motorhome, and they're going to treat you with respect because of that.
Yeah, and I just feel like a good dealer also wants you to get into the right RV for you, and they understand that that's a process over time, right? It may not happen that day. Do they want to make the sale? Of course, that's their business. There is nothing wrong with them wanting to make a sale. But anytime they start to pressure you with tactics like trying to focus on the monthly payment as opposed to the whole cost, right? All of these different things that are not making sure that you find the right RV. I say that is flags should be going up all over the place, and you need to know that that doesn't have to be the relationship you get into. I want you to walk away from that toxic relationship before you even start it.
And thank you to Don for posting in the group about that. And I hope you got a lot of hopeful, you know, helpful answers.
Yeah. And for anybody that is out there shopping right now, this is a big time of year. You know, we're done with our RV shows for the season, but March and April are huge buying season for RVs. So anybody that's out there and that's going to RV shows, if you have any questions, our Facebook group is a really good place with lots of people who are experienced with buying RVs.
And don't make fast emotional decisions under perceived pressure that does not really
right.
exist.
Yeah, there's always an RV out there for you.
There'll be one.
There'll be one, don't you worry.
If you don't buy that one at the show, there will be one for you. We promise.
All right.
So that was really fun. And you know, this was so cool, Stephanie, because like I am going to go watch that Portlandia van life clip right now. And I want to check out that 1,000 hours outside download. So I really enjoyed this. Thank you for bringing these great recommendations to the show.
Sure. Anytime.
Hey, Stephanie, I hope to see you at the campground. By the way, our book's out.
Oh.
Just a reminder. We've been telling everybody.
So, yeah. Things to buy.
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, IndieBound, Books A Million, Target, Walmart. You can get it just about anywhere.
Hey, thanks everybody for making us a number one new release in a lot of different categories. In family camping, in budget travel guides.
In camping.
I kept taking screenshots. Right? You only take screenshots when you're number one. That's
true.
That's an author rule right there. And every time like a new category popped up that we were a number one new release, and I took a little screenshot, and that was fun. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And if you enjoyed the book, please leave us an Amazon review. We would be eternally grateful. And
we got our first one from Canada.
We did. We got our first one from Canada.
Really sweet review. And it was just wonderful to see it pop up.
Definitely.
So thanks. All right, everybody. We'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.